Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Tonight's recap will be of True Blood, Season 2, Episode 6, that just aired tonight. Boy howdy, was this an exciting episode. Lots of people in peril as the episode came to a close. Several cliffhangers to definitely pique our interest for next week. So, after several episodes, I think, of sort of meandering around, particularly with storylines like the Marianne subplot, we get a lot of answers today. We see that Eggs 1 is not in on whatever Marianne's scheme is. He seems to be an innocent victim, much like Tara is certainly on the line to be if things continue this way. They stumble upon an old site, and clearly it was the scene of a ritual where very bad things happened, up to and including a blood sacrifice. Then jump to the end of the episode, and we see said ritual in progress at a new location out by Sookie's house, and we find out that the sacrificee for the evening is none other than poor old Sam Merlot. And we also had a great revelation there in terms of Sam's plotline as it dovetailed nicely into Tara's. As we long suspected, those marks on her Daphne's back did not just coincidentally resemble the marks that were on Sookie's back after she was attacked by what was clearly Marianne with those claws. Daphne has been on the plot the whole time. It was not a coincidence that a fellow shapeshifter showed up in town just as Sam was thinking about leaving. And we found out that not only is Daphne, the fellow shapeshifter, sort of in on the plot with Marianne, she's been here the whole time. We just didn't know it because she is the pig we saw last season, who was standing in the road while Marianne was sort of there naked causing Tara's accident. And so we are sort of left to think, not only does Marianne have plans for Tara, clearly, because she wants to integrate her into her family, but now you have to wonder if the plan was to get Sam all along. I don't think it's coincidence that he seemed to have resisted the black-eyed impulse to party when we saw the last birthday party at Sookie's house there. And I'm wondering if the sacrifice specifically calls for a special kind of creature like a shapeshifter to be sacrificed, which is why they may be in town there. So, really interesting stuff, and boy, I pray in the same makes it through next episode, I'll tell you. Another forward momentum, Sookie's plot to integrate infiltrate the Fellowship of the Sun did not go well, and clearly they knew she was coming all along. And we sort of end the episode with her locked in the basement with what is presumably Godric chained up down there. And we find out that Steve Newland has several master plans. The short-term plan is to probably do bad things to Sookie and to chain Godric to a big cross where he'll be left out to fry in the sun, which will not be very pretty. But we also see that he has a long-term plan, which is to start war with the vampires. It'll probably give him an excuse to sort of break out that little army that he's been training. We find this out because we also find out that Sarah Newland may not be the brightest bulb in the box there, but she still has some inkling of humanity, and there still may be a good person lurking in there. And we can see that she is not happy with Steve, both as a husband, because she feels left out, but she's also very uncomfortable with this plan to start a war, and that she realizes what he's doing is wrong. So now I find a new interest in this character, because I really do think she's going to be part of sort of redeeming Jason towards the end of the season and helping him free Sookie and Godric. So we'll see what happens with that. Other real quick news, we find out that not only is Bill's maker back, but she's there at the request of Eric, clearly trying to force a wedge between Bill and Sookie, and it seems to be working because Bill is unable to go to Sookie's aid even though it's nighttime because the maker shows up and pins him down. So we'll see how that sort of plays out. And we get a good flashback to Bill and his maker sort of doing their best interview with a vampire impersonation, gallivanting around New Orleans, murdering the inhabitants there in a blood and sex-crazed orgy, which was pretty gruesome to see. And as an added bonus, we found out that the guy who plays Bill apparently is a good piano player and singer, because it certainly seemed like he was the one singing there in the episode, so that was sort of a nice little treat. Two last things of note. Poor Lafayette is still suffering from symptoms of PTSD, so poor Terry has to talk him through it. And Hoyt and Jessica's relationship takes it another step forward as Hoyt drives to Dallas to be with her, which was really sweet. Great episode. I think the season has a lot of forward momentum right now, and I'm really excited for next week's episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and that is all for tonight.